Hello, this is Pete Jabril, and you're listening to the Hey FLA podcast, where you hear what's hot.
All right, so tell us your name.
Michael Zephiel, technically, but normally I go by Michael Zeph.
Michael Zeph is cool.
There you go.
All right, so where are you from?
I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Native.
Born and raised, yep.
All right, welcome. Oh, man. Hey, homie. How long have you been in photography?
I've been in photography, I'd say, I first picked up a camera, I'd say, in my eighth grade year, and I'm now, a freshman in college. And because my mom was always into photography, but she never really went anywhere with it, and she had a camera, it was, a little 35mm old school film camera, and I was like, hey, can I try that? And so I just, go out there and take pictures of sunsets and stuff, whatever I wanted to take pictures of, just goofing around trying to learn it. And then in high school, I had photo classes. I went through photo four, and that was really what sparked it, I started out in film, in the dark room, black and white, traditional photography, and learned all the basics and stuff and all the composition before going to digital, because you gotta have your foundations in the traditional,
Indeed.
So it's been about 5 or 6 years now, probably 3 years I've been serious.
And since you've been serious, what have you been doing?
Well, I think what started really me wanting to get serious was actually when I started skateboarding. Because I would always film, the amateur skate videos thinking we're pros and stuff. And from that, I kind of transitioned over into still photography because I was like, wow, it's so cool. I saw it in magazines and stuff like that. And so I kind of started out taking pictures of people skateboarding, but what really started kicking it was bands, because I was friends with a lot of musicians. That was kind of just where I found my place in middle school and high school, and I was really close friends with the guys that I'm now in a band with, and I started taking their promo shots and their live shots, and they're really terrible. I look back now and I'm like, oh my gosh, I thought that was awesome, and it just kind of blossomed from there, I branched out to more local bands and started doing like senior portraits and all that kind of stuff, and just got creative with it, so there's kind of a growth on the artistic side and the more professional route, so.
Now I have two questions that's going to go in both in different directions, so okay. We might have to back up a little bit, because I'm noticing that you seem to be a very talented individual, because, you're doing the band, you're in the band, so what instruments do you play?
I play bass in the band, but I started out on guitar, and I played recorder in, fifth grade.
Wow. Okay, and you're skating.
Yep.
And you're having fun with that. You're still skating?
I kind of had to quit because I got a little too hurt, I had some injuries, I have some fake teeth now, but, I skated for, 6 years, I think. So that was even prior to picking up a camera.
Wow. Okay, so now to go back again, is you said you started to take this serious. So and what triggered that? What happened, and what do you mean by taking it serious?
Okay. I would say I've always been kind of the creative-minded person. I've never been into math or science or anything like that. But I was really bad at drawing, and since then I've gotten a little bit better, but my stick figures still aren't so good. And I think when I was in high school, starting into photography, I always just liked visual stuff, in general. So that's what kind of led me into wanting to get into photography in high school, because I was like, oh, that's cool. Not many high schools have photo classes. And I think once I got in there, just kind of the creative freedom and the expression that you have, because I was going through a lot back then, and I think that kind of triggered it, because it helped me kind of get in my own little world, and I was able to just go out, put some headphones in, take some pictures, and just kind of find whatever I thought was cool and be able to capture that and showcase it.
Very cool. So you said you're at school. Where are you school?
I'm at Full Sail University right now.
And studying?
Yeah, digital art and design. So that's kind of like a branch off of photo. You know, we also have digital design classes back there, which in high school, where my photo teacher was like, hey, you should try this stuff over here. I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And so that's where that kind of...
I've got to look at your portfolio. I saw some really cool stuff in there. I loved some of the pictures you had done with the live band and the photo in the mirror.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so you're gonna tell us how you achieved
that? Yeah, absolutely. It's actually a lot easier than people think. They think it's like some mind-blowing formula or something, but like really, I put my camera on a tripod, and I took two pictures, you know? Actually, I took a lot, but it came down to two pictures, and I basically kind of just cut it in half in Photoshop, and you know, put them together is pretty simple because the lighting was consistent through both of them. But I think the hardest part of it was keeping the camera out of the reflection. That was that because I had to like find a weird angle, and it ended up working out well. So
that's great. So I see your school. You're taking your classes, and where do you plan on going with this?
That's what's still yet to be determined. I have digital art and design at Full Sail is so expansive, and it covers such a huge umbrella of possibilities. You know, I think my forte is in photography, and I use that, I incorporate that into a lot that I do design wise. But really, you know, my heart is set on like doing missions, you know, like going overseas and being able to help people through art and design. I have a few ideas that way. I've always wanted to get into like photography for missions and stuff like that. And I've done photos for like campus crusades and stuff like that, you know. But really, you know, in the end, I think I want to have like my own design firm, my own, and kind of like have it more of like a media collaborative place where we do everything, you know, photo, video, design, web design, motion graphics, you name it, like all the visual arts, visual elements in one, you know, and kind of like a one-stop shop sort of thing where we actually do good stuff.
Well, that's great. I like what you're doing. I like where you're headed, and we wish you the best with that.
Thanks.
You know, any way we can be supportive to you, let us know.
Awesome.
Right? Appreciate your time.
Cool.